Episode 680, July 18th, 2023.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the DLP Agenda.
We have a deep bench, Justin Schlegel.
Hell yeah, yes. We do.
I mean, whoever we bring up, they just come up and dominate. Tommy Cimbazzo last week. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank
for
you,
both
Tom.
A bonus, a regular show. And then tonight, we just recorded the bonus. Again, another 10 out of 10,
holy,
if I do say so.
Yeah. Shit.
If you're not a Patreon listener, fuck you.
If yes. You want to get $5 out of your wallet, slap it on the DLP counter to hear Rob fire a fucking nuke. At my chest.
A lot of nukes. A lot of nukes.
There was a joke so good and so hurtful, we stopped the show.
Yeah.
The show was like, well, we're done now. So we'll talk to you next time.
Yep, we're out.
It was, honestly, if we did a JSS 10th anniversary wrestling roast, that would have been your final joke.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Well,
now we need
shit.
To make that happen. Eric Woodward.
Eric Woodward. Name a podcast with a bench this
deep.
God
let's
damn.
Go.
Woo.
You know, there's advantages being the fifth funniest person in Die Laughing Productions.
Robbie won.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gramps
82. Yeah. Restivo 3, 4, and 5. Hey, speaking of Robbie, holy shit, where are you setting sail to, Hercules B. Pussy Fiend?
Mm. I'm going to the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana.
Punta Cana!
This sounds like a honeymoon kind of a trip, yet you didn't secretly get married on us, did you?
No.
Okay.
So Punta Cana, what's the resort? All inclusive. It's the whole bells and whistles to do.
Their plunge pool.
All inclusive, adults only. No, no children.
When was this planned?
Back in March, maybe.
This feels like this is when you would have proposed. I mean, this,
yeah,
right
in Punta Cana.
Exactly.
I see you clicked the anti Epstein island.
No children. You don't want to click the only children island.
Yes. Oops, sorry.
Oh,
you
no.
didn't specify at the checkout.
Wait a minute. There's Oops. Nothing but screaming 12-year-olds here. Shit. Let's head to the buffet.
Anti Epstein Island. Showtime.
Holy shit. How long are you guys going to be there?
We're just going from Wednesday to Sunday.
You bringing rubber sheets?
Yeah.
Yes, I will need turn down service and bring long gloves and scuba gear.
Have you bought a bunch of new beach attire, Robbie?
I did not buy any new beach attire.
Waterproof ball gag? Something like that. SPF 69.
Yeah. I bought some new shorts.
Oh,
wow. I don't consider that.
Can't wait for those to be around your knees.
I want your room to look like you inseminated a horse when you leave.
I want people to think, was Nikki Six just here in 1988?
Now, what do you do on a vacation, Robbie? Because, like, are you sunbathing? Are you, I know you're going to the bar, but are you just going out to eat? Are you doing any excursions, any snorkeling?
Oh,
any
there's not
going to
be any excursions.
My guy. Okay. God bless
Good.
You, Robbie Robinson.
You stay on the resort.
Hate
That's
that shit.
Rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
Eating some good food, hopefully.
Yeah, you're going to be eating out a lot.
Let's go on. You're not leaving the room.
Renting a cabana, staying in the shade if I'm outside.
I hate those excursions where, trust me, dude, I wish they would come back, and maybe if the radio gods shine on us, they will. But we used to do those spring flings to all those, and Rob, you went on a couple.
Yep.
Where you'd go to this all-inclusive. And sure enough, some hen wife would be like, I've organized a four-wheel journey through this up-and-coming Mexican neighborhood. Like, this sounds awful.
No.
We're gonna go where they're building this prison. I don't want to go there. No. We're gonna go to this area where they have like the largest collection of rattlesnakes.
Not interested.
Shut up, lady.
We're gonna go to where they're growing the cocoa plants that can either be used for chocolate or what else? That too? Well, anyways,
I'm back with a machine gun.
Yeah,
Joe Robinson famously got roped into booking a fishing expedition. I think it was $100 for he and the wife, and then he just said, "We're not doing this." So There was no money back. He essentially paid $200 to not fish.
Hell yeah.
So, and money well spent.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuck on that boat.
All the food there is free. All the booze there is free. Hot tub, my own room, 24-hour mm-hmm. service. I don't need to go into some fucking brothel in the middle of town.
What's
does this angler have a place, sink I can wash my penis? Mm,
yeah. Yeah. Do you have a go-to island drink, Robbie? Are you a banana guy? Do you have a daiquiri?
I like coconut, so I do like a pina colada.
Okay, a pina colada. Mm.
What's your girl's drink?
Mm. Pina colada.
Listen away again in Robbie's ball sack food.
Will you be doing any karaoke if that's available?
That could be a possibility,
hey,
sure.
Now.
She does sing. She sings quite well.
Okay, what's her go-to?
Probably something from 90s R&B rap.
Well, yeah, we are going to Snoop Dogg. Yes.
Not to have a quick aside, but I thought of something, and I don't know why none of us have ever gone in on it. Mm-hmm. We're constantly fucking clowning on Joe, washing his dick pre or post sex.
Yes.
$129.99 on Amazon. Why have we never all pulled our money and bought him one of the hair washing sinks?
Yes.
With the divot. That he can put his hog and balls through.
Yeah.
I'm showing the fellows the pictures of it right now.
Yeah.
The thing you lean your neck back into.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the lady gives you that soothing rub. Mm. You put your old ass balls in there.
Hey, he's not in here. Look, 1 week when they go away,
yeah.
Let's figure out how we can run water to this room and we put that dick washing sink right
yeah,
in the
that's
studio.
What we're going to do. Redo the plumbing. By the way.
Done.
Yeah.
I'll help hire the guy to do that.
No, let me and Jeremy do it. It'll be fine.
We'll spell out Sean's suicide note and come. And then when they come back, we'll just hand them a black light and leave. And then they'll find something special upstairs.
Katie'll love it.
Speaking of Jeremy somehow is a new $5 Patreon member. Where did he hit the lottery? What happened? Did he have a job now?
Did he hit you up?
He's No, he's a patron because he, he's not.
Does he
he's
have
back
a job
to work
though?
Now?
What's he doing?
He works in a warehouse.
I believe
when he had his stroke, this place held his job the entire time and didn't allow him to get unemployment.
He got a job suspending himself from the ceiling in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, but now he's back, baby.
Shake the fat man.
He's back now, though, baby, and working
you,
for a living. So.
Welcome, Jeremy.
Now, we told last week about the intercepting of the business card that he was attempting to
I guess we're going
to the
start
program
out
director
with this.
And Rick Strauss. And then, of course, Jeremy's business card famously has what exactly written on it?
So Jeremy has, he dresses up as Pogo the Clown. Mm-hmm. He historically, and by the way, you can listen to the bonus show of The Last Dork Dynasty to hear how he famously gave this card out at the birth of my child.
It's one of my famous go-to stories. I remember we were overseas, I think, in Jordan, and I'm like, hey.
It's
I brought
a good
these
one.
Two guys.
Somehow.
Tommy, tell the story with the super soaker. Eric, tell the business card story.
That story about what happened in the maternity ward had escaped me, and I'm not going to give you anything other than what I just said. My fucking jaw.
Yeah, it's a
It's
fabulous.
So much worse than handing the guy that writes my paychecks almost the card that I intercepted, put it in my pocket, returned the tuxedo, and someone at Tuxedo House now thinks that I was looking for a birthday rape clown.
What this card says is I think he got it. He probably got 1,000 of these 10 years ago plus, because it's as older than my daughter. So he's had these cards for 13
years. When you say 1,000 of these, where did he get them made?
Probably
Vista Print or
something, where it was a template.
Robbie Robinson, a man that knows a little something about graphic design, printing, things like that. Robbie, if you were to see a work order for something like this cross your desk.
Good question.
That you look down and go, okay, let's see what we got here. We got a cyan blue on the front. Okay, they need some unicorn clip art. We got that. On the back, birthday clowns. I'm sorry, what? What are you? How
is this a spelling error?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did they mean rapping?
Does
this guy just rapping presents? Is he a rapper? Robbie, have you ever gotten requests for something that you look at and go, there's no way I can have a hand in this?
No, nothing that crazy.
What if I said I hate the Eagles? Would you not do that work? So
I would be very annoyed.
Very. I will, but I'm going to fuck the font up. Enjoy your wingdings, bitch. So he gets 1,000 of these things made. He's just handing them out like coupons to people.
Yes, and it does say, it has a picture of a unicorn with a rainbow on it. It says Pogo the Clown. It gives John Wayne Gacy's actual address, and it says,
good touch.
Magic parties, or it says, parties, magic tricks, and rape. Those are the three things that it says.
The big three.
And Jeremy loves handing, he can't stop handing them out to people.
Yes.
But, so, after the intercept, which we kind of talked about, my brother, I'm not going to lie, he's, of all the things he's done, he ruined a special that I tried to record once because I hired him as a cameraman, and he could not be part of it. So he's never apologized for anything in his life.
Ever. I'm to anybody.
You, he ruined his brother's comedy
special. He's never
ruined his wife's life.
He's ruined the birth of your child. Almost.
Hey, every story I've ever told you, he's never apologized. This is the first time Jeremy called me up. He's like, I fucked up, okay? Fucked up. So I feel bad because I like my brother. I love him to death. He frustrates me from time to time because he's a loose cannon. But
unpredictable.
I would say that's an understatement.
Yeah.
But he does feel genuinely bad that he tried to ruin any chance I had of working at 98 Rock
in
the future.
And I think that is because he is very proud of you. He is always posting.
Truly.
My brother's on the air today. My brother's doing
this. He is my biggest supporter. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not my mom, I'll tell you that right now.
I know.
She could care less. Unless I start picking up and start talking for the cloth, I'm never going to impress my mom.
Right,
My sisters could give zero fucks about me, but this, Jeremy's my only family member outside of my immediate family, right?
Yeah.
That actually does support what I do. So I love him for that, truly.
Did I tell you the message he wrote me about it on Instagram the night after?
What's that?
I deleted. I have no idea what said. I mean, just immediately I said, and nope.
Jeremy does mention that he's like, well, at least I won't be ignored by somebody. he does mention that.
And gone.
So Jeremy did write a special song, though, and it's called, it's actually praising you for stopping him from doing something stupid.
I genuinely, deep down, love Jeremy.
It's called What a Friend We Have in Justin.
Oh, no.
So,
before we play it, I'm going to strenuously object.
This is Robbie's
it's
bugaboo.
It's probably, I mean, I know Eric's not going to say anything because he loves his brother.
His best work yet?
But I will play this under protest. I'm assuring you that you're not going to enjoy it.
This is his Motel, California?
It is the worst thing he's ever done.
Worst subject matter.
It's ill-conceived. You can't understand the words.
It checks every box.
I speak Jeremy.
Okay.
So it works out.
You might need to translate. How long is the track?
It's 19 minutes.
I'm only
going to
play 30 seconds. Okay.
Give us the first 45.
Okay. There you go. And take it away.
There we go. What a friend we have in Justin
gets you paid from the air. Okay, this is awful.
Makes you look good with the Christmas song?
Yes, you gaze with flair. When your brother is weak, special, you can't take him anywhere. When he intercepts the evil,
there we go. And now we have a big old guitar solo.
What was that guitar?
Holy shit.
It's a guitar solo that lasts like a whole minute of the song.
He's an artist, Robbie.
Holy shit. That legitimately made me laugh. I'm sorry your brother is special. Oh, my God. Damn it. What a friend we have in Justin. Jeremy Woodworth. At least he didn't show up in costume that night. So, I'm still not convinced that wasn't cum that he brought with him.
You know.
Does he think it's good?
What? The
songs.
Yeah, like, I mean, you love your own brand, right? I think it's.
I don't know. Sometimes maybe you're trying to make it as bad. He's trying to piss off Robbie. It feels like I thought he turned a corner where there was some melody and you could hear them, and now he's
for example,
foregoing that. Yes,
it feels like he put zero effort in.
Yeah. When we have this configuration on JSS, I have a Jeremy Woodworth classic queued up.
Everybody
loves Justin Schlegel. Yes, when there's a great little chestnut Easter egg tucked in that song. Yeah. It's not necessarily who he says and who he doesn't. And I play it all the time. And I think, now it's not because I'm the subject matter, it is his most palatable.
palatable
and yes. and discernible work.
You clearly have not listened to the song 13 Ghosts at least 100 times. Like, 13 Ghosts is a classico.
Oh my God.
Do you know any of the lyrics? Because people were asking in that song.
It says, "What a friend we have in Justin. When he intercepts the evil card before it goes in there," I think is what it says.
Yeah. Just, basically just telling that story
in
a less funny and understandable way.
When your Bingo. Brother is deemed special, you can't take him anywhere is one of the lines.
Oh. So. Well, that's if you could hear that might work.
Here's what I need, and this is at your feet. This is at your feet.
I got you.
Okay, because he is invited, and he is a family member. He's mm-hmm. he's obviously the black sheep of the DLP universe, but where you go, Jeremy is welcome. You keep him the fuck away from Randolph Rice. You keep him.
Please keep him away.
He's from our
he puts the psoriasis
goose.
Back in Psoriasis.
Nope.
Don't even make
Absolutely
that joke.
Absolutely not. Nope. He doesn't.
I want you to apologize to Randolph Rice.
I love
Rice
you, Randolph
right now.
Rice.
Yes, Randolph Rice, who I'm going on the boat of August 18th, and I've already bought new swim trunks for it. I haven't bought swim trunks to go to the beach with my family for 5 years. I'm going onto the boat with our new friend Randolph, and I've already bought two sets of swim trunks to see which ones he likes the most.
Oh. Yeah.
So please, God, he comes to our murder mysteries and comedy shows. Mm. It's just going to be by happenstance that they will be there together. The wagons have to be circled.
I can promise you this. I will never bring him around Randolph Rice.
Yeah.
If he can get an invite to Robbie's wedding.
Oh, Robbie. Oh, Robbie. Listen, we're sitting here at a precipice.
Come on.
Listen, dude. Listen.
This is all about
negotiations.
Listen,
he's probably not going to come, but just like on an invite.
I'll send him a fake invite.
Yes. Send him an invite for the day after. Yes. And be like, oh, man.
Oh,
shit.
We told everybody it was
wrong
a typo.
Venue, everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, correct. Back to Robbie. We've done this in the past. But should we do trip predictions for Robbie's
trip? Let's do that. How about that? Can we do those and we'll scribble them down and recap from when you're back? So, Robbie, you're taking off next week, you said. You're leaving for a full 7 days?
No, it's like 5 days.
Okay,
but then
days.
You're missing the next time because you're at Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Concert.
Which closet will you leave a shit in?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Please, no shitting in the closet. I'm not getting charged for that shit. Okay, so let's take a guess. I will start. I'm going to say you have sex before the bags are unpacked.
Mm.
I like that.
I'm going to say, you know, Robbie's no spring chicken. I bet you there's a night where you're asleep by 9 p.m.
Okay. I like that.
Day in the sun, I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah. You're drinking sugary drinks.
Yes.
Booze. You're just eating to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, there was a night like that in Japan I didn't get into. I was in bed at 6:45.
No,
I fucking ate so much ramen and drank so much weird peach liqueur. I was fucking done.
No, I get
Okay, so in bed by what time again?
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
In bed is
That's
sleep.
Not a big prediction. That'll be every night.
Yeah. Really? Every night. Okay.
I'll make it 7.
7.
Robbie tries to sing The Bad Touch at karaoke.
Mm.
Another great one. You will have a problem with one of the buffets. You're gonna look at a buffet and go, you consider this an all-inclusive?
These are all very realistic predictions.
Hell yeah.
I got a good one. After the trip is over, he does not leave a 5-star review.
But he leaves a review. Right.
But it's not 5 stars.
A review gets left and it ain't 5 stars.
Correct.
You gotta fucking climb Mount Doom to earn a 5-star from our man.
All right. You're there. Is it 4 nights? 4 days? 3 nights?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
A number of sexual, we're counting anything oral or intercourse is sex.
Anything
right.
coital.
So we're gonna
What do you put the over under at?
At 5.5.
I take the over.
I'm taking the over on that. He's
right.
fucking more than 5 times.
Are you feeling good?
The man
about...
is a sexual being.
Yeah,
Rob.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
His blood type is cum. Type O positive.
Yeah, she's gonna be O positive.
Yeah, O positive. Yeah. Type A B ass and butts.
Would you? For a dollar amount that will be determined later, during a lovemaking session, play a Jeremy song.
Absolutely not.
There's no amount of money. There, you have a price, DiBiase.
You do.
True.
Six figures, maybe.
Oh, come on.
Oh, fuck out of here. If I offered you $5,000 to play 12 goes for 12 pumps, excuse me, it's 13.
13 goes.
Whatever. I'll spot you a pump.
You don't.
I have to do it without letting her in on the joke.
Are you telling me you don't?
Yes, you can't.
Your fiance to docking with my son. Is that what you're doing right now?
All right, I predict. You know, it runs in the Robinson family, I would imagine. There's some sort of a bathroom close call or incident.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're in a foreign country.
Exactly.
The water gets
to
you.
No. I'm taking no.
You're saying
that.
He's got a solid stomach?
Yeah. Can we widen the field? One of you two.
You or her.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Okay. All right.
At some point, foreign country and everything.
I'm going to say you will have to go downstairs and talk with a manager.
You're gonna speak with a staff member
about an issue that you have, not to compliment them on the decor, but I need to talk to your supervisor.
Will there be an argument?
I'm saying no.
Amongst the lovebirds, not Robbie or Cleo.
I don't think so.
How many times will they have to like, I'm not saying they will have to do this, have to change the sheets.
That's why I say he's got to bring them rubber joints to hose those fuckers off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to bring something.
Otherwise, he's going to have to wring that mattress out every night.
Yeah.
It's going to look like it's going to reanimate a Cenobite, if not.
Confident spirits making me laugh. This is an inside joke. Inside, outside. And actually, the reason we call it the DLP agenda, because Justin was talking mad shit on the Rob... about the Rob and Joe show on the air today.
Oh, go on. Yes.
Really, motherfucker? Okay, let me think of another one here. Damn, I just had one that slipped me. Shit. Oh, there will be... You're going to do the opposite of what your brother does. And your brother famously, much to Katie's annoyance, he finds a friend immediately.
Yes.
He finds someone from Iowa. He finds some couple. He just can't enjoy the company he's with. He's got a
Robbie
fucking...
will make no friends.
Robbie not only doesn't... He doesn't just make a friend. He finds an enemy.
Oh. Yeah.
You develop a customer there, someone else that's staying there will become a nemesis. You see them, you avoid them. You see them in the restaurant, you come back later.
Robbie, possible?
Well, I'd have to be leaving the room to do that. What? So... I think it's pretty unlikely.
I hope you'll be leaving the room.
You know, Robbie, you're allowed to just stay in your room and drink all you want right in your house. You realize that you don't need to get on a plane.
You don't need a passport.
We will
come by while you're at work and decorate your room like Punta Cana. You don't need to.
We can do it. Will you, as you orgasm, yell, "I'm about to coconut"?
All right.
The Punta Cana.
What's the what are you taking the over or under? Will the magical act there be Michael Chamberlain?
Oh, yes.
He's just happens to be working the same weekend.
Okay. I think we got a batch of stuff. What about the missus, by the way? Is she an excursion type or not an excursion type?
Not an excursion type.
So she won't try and get you to swim with a fucking dolphin,
which, by the way,
is disgusting. Don't ever do it.
Did it once. No, how about this?
Have you ever searched this before? Sorry for the aside, but have you ever looked at Google Maps? And if you search, there's a subsect that somebody has posted called Dolphin Rape Caves.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
And it shows all the hot spots for dolphin rape.
Well, there you go.
Where dolphins will pull swimmers out into the deep water, assault them, fuck them, and leave them to drown.
Yeah, and you can go on Google Earth and find where they are.
Yeah, where pods
will you throw that out there to the missus as an idea?
I'm not going into the water because we'll be raped by sea life.
What about this? This is
there
the other
be a dolphin in the hot tub.
The other end of the sexual, the romantic end. How many times over under will Robbie say "I love you"?
Oh. I feel like he uses that as a seasoning, not as the meal. I'm going to say twice.
Oh
no! I'm gonna go a dozen in 5 days.
I'm gonna say seven times, half dozen.
I'll go a dozen.
I've never heard the word.
I think Justin's probably gonna be the closest.
I'm gonna go a dozen. Yeah, and I don't think he's like doing these big goofy fucking proclamations from across the restaurant. I love you. Hold my seat, my love.
Yes.
I'll return soon from this shit. No, it's just a little like I love you. Good night. You definitely get a I love you. Good morning. I love you. Good night.
Yes, and you'll be at some outdoor bar, and there's a guy on guitar. The sun's setting, and it'll be, and you'll do a toast. I love you. I mean, that's gonna happen.
Over under, will Robbie say, "Hey, honey, I'd like to show you my real kink," and he produces something for her to throw on, and it is some lingerie that oddly looks like the beanbag.
Zip this up.
It's Fredericks of Hollywood beanbag.
She's like, is this what you wanted? You're like, yeah.
Please, just humor me. Oh, my God. That's great. So we'll recap that. Robbie, when's the next time you'll join us? Obviously, you won't be on with us next week.
August 8th.
August 8th will be the next time. Wow. Okay. All right. Game on. So we will see you there. Eric, we got to talk to Tommy last time he was on.
Yeah,
he filled in from Bussy. I was there. Rob was there. Katie was there. We got to see you guys headline Magoobies. We got Tommy's kind of recap of everything. And we went into it pretty in-depth as to what happened and how great Daphne London was and stuff like that. But from your perspective of your first headlining at a club of note, you guys have headlined before. But this was your first
like home club, basically.
Your home club. It felt special.
Yeah,
sure.
This was the biggest Bussy gig so far. What's your recap of how you think it all went?
Amazing. I mean, it was.
Did you get feedback from Andrew?
No, because Andrew wasn't there the entire weekend. Okay. I only got the check cut. So it really just depends on...
Andrew asked me how it went, and I said it was awful. No, I said it was fantastic.
We made a decent amount of money. That's fine. but no, the show was it was great overall. It's kind of a weird undertaking. It's funny that it kind of follows the pacing of our murder mystery, because it's like I come out and do something, and then Tommy comes out and do something, and then we leave, and then we get to come back and do something else, which I kind of like. And
a tried
I
and true formula.
I do feed off my sweet brother Thomas, but no, it was great. And I know you'd mentioned last week that us and Daphne London could possibly do a trio song in the future.
Yeah,
and I threw it out there
because she fucking plays her ass off.
She does. She does a great job, and she's very funny. She's actually wanted to jam before, and I'm very protective. I'm very protective. I don't just let people in the circle like that, okay? They gotta work their way in. I don't know how crazy this lady is yet. I made some decisions in my life. But, so, the... I did think of a song, possibly.
Please let her in your life.
Please, let her... So, have her around all the time.
Can you guys perform at a skate park?
I did. Yeah, she has tried to book us at her skate park in Bethesda. So.
She has a skate park?
She works at a skate park.
Oh, I need to.
She works there.
Okay.
So I did think about a very lovely song where the idea of how me, Daphne, and why me, Daphne, and Tommy would all be singing together, and it's because we killed a drifter together. Jeez. So I'm working on that. That's a possibility
like
you're
going to
see in the future.
Hell yeah.
Me and Tommy actually had a show this last weekend in the Eastern Shore at like a very, very nice venue.
Was it a church or something? Where was these photos of you guys in a church?
It's an Irish pub, but this place has a whole extra building that has seats like 250 people. Honestly, it's big enough that if we sold it out, it'd be like murder mysteryable.
No shit.
Okay. Enough.
It's a good territory. How'd it go?
We did not have a great turnout.
Okay.
But also, I did.
But the people that were there enjoyed themselves?
I'll let you know. I also didn't do the most marketing I've ever tried for it because I didn't know what the venue was. It's actually a really awesome venue. But this this place, it had about, we had a solid 40 plus people show up, so it didn't feel empty. The crowd was fucking there. Everybody who was there, they were there to see us for the most part.
And speaking of a crowd, by the way, in the chat tonight, Confident Spirit, Miggity Mac, Tommy Tickets, glad to have you back.
Hell
Kelsey
yeah.
Jen and others. We are doing sort of, and we should have mentioned this at the beginning of, and we'll continue it after the break in a little bit. It is an AMA with Eric tonight. Ask me anything. If anybody has any questions, we wanted to do this with Tommy. We forgot to.
Yeah.
We think if you have questions tonight for Eric Woodworth, you've ever wanted to know.
Anus my anus.
That's it. Anus my anus. Captain my captain. So you guys are there. The crowd's not completely packed.
But they were super hot. They loved us. And we actually just got our first run of Bussy t-shirts, the Bussy World Tour shorts.
Yeah.
And I sold half of them.
What
do you
sell them
for?
I sold a third of the crowd. $25, and it comes with a Bussy magnet with it.
So you know what we have at work? We have a merchandise catalog that I want to let you thumb through. You can't buy shit out of this as an individual. You actually have to be an organization with like some sort of governmental tax ID. You got to be like an LLC, like Die Laughing Productions.
Yeah, they're a wholesaler.
Exactly. They're a wholesaler. Do you know what they sell in those fucking things?
What's
and I can't remember the brand of what it was promoting, but they were basically low end denim vests.
that made from the thinnest material of denim.
That's your vibe.
That I thought, you guys rock the denim and the purple. What if you sold and had a sea of people in these thin denim vests?
I'm not against it.
To have and sell them before the show? To where you take photos of that shit, show subsequent venues, people dress up for this fucking thing. You guys have a look. Because we didn't get into it with Tommy much. But you guys have a fucking aesthetic.
We do.
On stage, which absolutely. Is great. That I don't think we'd spend enough time talking about the aesthetic. That you had a different outfit for the stand-up. He had a different outfit for the stand-up. And then you come on, gold light-up shoes, purple stripes, denim vest, whole deal.
It helps that we've done a lot of group trips. We really combined multiple things that I've bought for other group things into one major. Like it's a gold shoes that we wore to Ocean City. It's the purple shirts we bought as a joke for Tommy to play on his autism.
Question and, from Miggity Mac. He says, when is Eric's album with Gramps coming out?
It's slowly turning into the Bussy album. So it's coming.
Is there an album coming?
Yes, there is an album. I have an album's worth of material.
Do you have an album name? Don't say it yet.
No, because it's slowly turning into the Bussy album. That's okay. Why. But well, the Cramp song is a completely finished thing that is just going to release. I'll release it with the album and everything.
Let's take a break because I don't think we know how you guys this really started. Whose idea? Who came up with this? Where did we get the name? How did this soon to be legendary band begin? Be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, and you, the DLP family member, you're a lot like me. It's inevitable. We're going to need some good legal representation because we're probably going to screw up. Excuse me, I didn't know I couldn't build an above-ground swimming pool in my neighbor's front yard. You're going to want to talk to our new friends, our title sponsor, Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. Go to RiceLawMD.com right now. That's RiceLawMD.com right now. Not only have they recovered over $100 million for their clients, they also eat full size meals. I've been to lunch with Randolph Rice. I saw him eat 35 wings in one sitting and not get a speck of sauce on his cheek. He also makes homemade gumbo that I've tried, and it's incredible. Do you want a lawyer that weighs less than 100 pounds that gets a side salad and drinks hot tea? Absolutely not. You want somebody that's 6'2" and can dunk a basketball. I'm not sure if Randolph Rice can do the dunk a basketball part, but he is very tall and he has a great smile. You're going to want to go to RiceLawMD.com right now. You're going to hit him up and maybe even contact him ahead of time. Say, hi, my name's Miggity Mac, and I am probably going to be accused of betting on children's soccer games. Oopsie-daisy, didn't know that wasn't allowed. Thank you to our new title sponsor. We're proud to have on our corner the best lawyers in the business, Randolph Rice, the whole team at Rice, Murtha, Pesaurus. Go to RiceLawMD.com the minute you screw up. What you're gonna?
The DLP Agenda.
Welcome back to the DLP Agenda. Thank you to Randolph Rice, RiceLawMD.com/Bussy. That's B-U-S-S-I. Again, that's not a real website, but RiceLawMD.com is. Thank you to Randolph Rice. Thank you to everybody at Rice, Murtha, Pesaurus. Those cigars you dropped off at Tiki Lee's were far too fancy for your fucking boys. But know that as much as I enjoyed smoking them, my friends will enjoy slicing them open and making blunts with them. So thank you so much. If you ever were able to stop by Tiki Lee's and smell the sweet smell of a Cubano leaf in the air, that was courtesy of Randolph Rice. So we were just talking about, some questions from the chat, and then Rob asked a pretty great one. Where did Bussy come from?
It kind of started out as, obviously, I have to give a lot of credit for Rob pairing us together. Probably the infancy of it starting a musical group came from going in the Middle East and just harassing Patrick Melton with endless knowledge of songs of Weird Al.
But you had natural flawless harmonies, just natural chemistry.
We did. Mm-hmm. And also it helps that Tommy and I have a very similar sixth sense of humor.
Yes. Yeah.
For the most part, like, it's funny, and we also will both take very big swings that maybe don't always pay off.
You do. We've seen that in the murder mystery.
Huge.
Like that.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Do you know who I would love to see you guys? We were talking earlier about maybe doing a collab with Daphne London. Do you know who I would love to see you go fucking off country to find? Crack open the crypt, bring them back into the light is Doug Powell.
Yes, Doug was
fucking
great. Yeah.
Did you ever have a chance to cross paths at all with Doug Powell?
I did not get to do any very shows funny. With Doug Powell, man.
Doug Powell was a legend in this area along the same line as an Eric Myers. There was Eric Myers.
Yeah.
There was Doug Powell.
There was Mark Voice, and Doug Powell was the first great guitar comedian. He's still, I believe, around here. I think he might live in some fucking compound in Frederick or something.
Yeah.
But some of the shit that he would do, he was one of the first of us to headline the DC Improv.
Nice.
This is his sense of humor.
I'll take him out.
Doug Powell, he wanted to do a restaurant where it was every serial killer, every party on death row's their last meal. That was everything that was on
the
menu.
yeah.
That's pretty good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Doug Powell, he chose to remove himself.
Yeah, can I get two Bundys?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay,
with a side of Gacy.
That's a severed human skull with our Hormel chili and a side of vanilla bean ice cream. Yeah, he was fucking brilliant. And I think he would find you two brilliant because he occasionally would bring me on stage with him or John Muma on stage with him to harmonize. Neither one of us play guitar, but we do a little two-man or three-man thing. But Bussy is the absolute elevation or evolution of that. If you got fucking Doug out of retirement, a group of comedians would cheer you.
If you guys got in with him, I don't really know Doug that well. You know who I did know, guitar comedian? I don't know if you ever, do you remember Adam Dodd?
Yes.
I remember Adam Dodd.
Adam Dodd was fucking great.
Do you know Adam Dodd's inspiration was?
What's that?
Doug fucking Powell.
Doug Powell.
Yes.
All right.
Adam Dodd, Adam Dodd was great in his own regard.
Mm-hmm. Fredericksburg, right?
Fredericksburg's fucking clown prince of crime. Yes. Dodd was good, but he had a preternatural fascination with Doug Powell.
Yeah.
And he would beg to open for him. And you get an Adam Dodd, Doug Powell, two for show, and it would be fucking awesome.
Bring him out of retirement. I'll go dust the boots off. Listen, Bussy's got a little bit of heat. We're here to, if we get to work with our legends and our forefathers, I'd love to have them both.
Jen wants to know when the album drops and how do they buy it? I mean, I assume
it'll be streaming everywhere.
We'll put it on the iTunes and everything like that.
But you started singing at our murder mystery, and it became one of the highlights of the show. People would come up and say, I think they'd ask, when can they see you? Did that, when did you decide we need to do a separate thing?
Well, I think it's when if you guys don't know, I started out doing musical comedy.
Yes.
This is how I started, right?
I didn't know that.
That was the first thing the first time I did stand-up, I did half music. I had one song, and it was... song called it's called My Brother the Abortion. It was the first song I ever
wrote. Dude, did you play
that? Famously try almost sang it at Christmas.
That's
murder.
The one. Yeah. That's the one. So it's a very foul song that I still know, and I haven't played in a couple of years. But I only play it by request, pure request.
This is
and
when your
even
brother,
it doesn't work.
The aforementioned abortion would show up as Vietnam Tom.
Incorrect. Yes. And me and my brother would do stuff, and then I got kind of like. I had some stand-up bits, and I got kind of talked out of doing the musical comedy. They were like, oh, you're fucking
Joe
relying
Robinson?
On that. And I'm like, so I kind of backed off of it. And I realized in the recent years, I'm like, I'm really still fucking good at that. So I should probably just go and be good at the thing I'm really good at. Not that I'm pretty good. I'm a decent stand-up comic, but it's I'm getting better every year. So I like that I'm good at both. And Tommy also had obviously could sing.
Well, Tommy can sing his ass off.
Yeah, Tommy is a legit.
Tommy is almost
singer.
A Richard Cheese type singer, but with a bigger range. Like he sings very theatrically.
And I always thought about how good Tommy is riffing. So the show is really based on, we have like four or five songs that we do, really. And I wanted a vehicle where Tommy is allowed to riff in between as much as the fuck he wants. I want him to paint the room and take us to where we're going to go. Are there some bits?
Like Justin, really, with the lead in the murder mystery.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's space in there for all of us, but especially
Rob
you.
Always writes gaps in the murder mystery saying, okay, this is going to be a place where Justin can grab a hold of someone, have fun for a couple of minutes, or not if we're over. That's why those things are so modular.
Mm. And I like just sitting there as Tommy does things and we've formed bits from him riffing and then kind of like I get to just sit back and take the easiest pitch that's thrown out there and just knock it out of the park.
Nothing fucking wrong
and
with
then
that.
I love that he is the gift of gab guy and I can just kind of sit back and just do nothing but throw home runs and haymakers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So between that and these
throw
also
home
just
runs. Thank
throw
you,
home
Valerie Proactor.
Awesome. but no, that was the whole point. And my only dream in this world is to just make people laugh with my best friends. So those three things all made sense. And
sometimes that's a little more difficult than other times. And Rob proposed this question pre-show. that you have just recently performed at Magoobies. You're going to again October 27th. There's no doubt that I think we even might have some stuff that you don't know about that we were talking about before you arrived. Another venue is interested in DLP for some comedy stuff.
Very exciting
and
stuff.
We were talking about putting Bussy on the bill.
We'd love it.
Rob was talking about performing for groups of people. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, large groups or a particular type of... Chicago is a fun town. Fort Wayne was stuffy. Boston was aggressive. Baltimore's blue collar. I mean,
are we getting into shelter comedy?
We're talking hobo comedy. I'm talking
finally
soup kitchen yuck yucks.
Hey, you ever given a homeless guy a dollar? Well, we're taking him back.
Show of hands. Who's got a place to go tonight? No one. This is the place. Anyways,
I'm fentanyl in.
What's on the menu? Chicken and stars. So Rob was talking about earlier, what is a more difficult
group? Well, I'll set it up like this.
I
was in Florida, in Naples, and inside the hotel that we were at, Keckner, there was a firefighters convention. There's a Florida firefighters, whatever they're called. And they were there Friday to Tuesday or Thursday. They were there the whole time we were there, essentially, and then a few days afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, of course, some were coming to the show, and then, you know, word would spread that Keckner was there, and it sort of became a thing that we were now friends with all these firefighters. So I'd go to the bar after the show, and I'd get back, and the shows are early. It's Naples, Florida. The late show starts at 8 p.m. Okay.
Oh, great. So, that's awesome.
But you get back, and it's all the firefighters with their hot wives, and I had no chance with any of these women. But
not a one.
But I get to talk to this one guy, and he was actually pretty interesting in telling me about all the risks of firefighting and how they die earlier because of this and that. And he asked me about coming down and performing at this thing they have every year. And he quoted me a legit price, you know, of I'll just tell you, $3,000.
Jesus.
And the week he was actually mentioning is actually an open week in my schedule.
A show?
Yeah, I would pay my way, but they put me up, and then I'd, you know, do
it. You ought to ask for transit.
Right, or that too. So, but I got to thinking, it's like, it's a very alpha. Now, there will be women there too, but it's not couples. It's not you're bringing your spouse.
No,
it's only firefighters, which is going to be 90% dudes, obviously.
Then there's no meager firefighters. These are
just throw this out here. Die Laughing Productions presents Fahrenheit 450 cum.
Firefighter? Who done it?
Back laughs.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, but then it is, I mean, you get a group, normally a crowd is strangers, so there's no like communal thing. They are going to behave because they're among strangers.
Yeah.
But when you get a group that it's either whatever, high school reunion, college work thing.
Everyone knows everyone.
All on their, they're one unit and you're you.
And that can turn on you real quick.
Absolutely.
Easily. It's a dangerous situation.
And
as
they
a
love
comedian.
You, they love you, but the soup goes sour quick.
Yeah. And these are all alpha males. Now,
you know how many times you also hear, they're like, yo, Dave, tell him about the one thing, though. Hit him with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, hit him with that, Dave.
Yo, fuck, we're going to be drunk.
His
too.
Kid's got a hair lip. Talk about it.
It's going to be a lot of that. So I think police officers would be worse because I think they're alpha males. But firefighters, I think they have more of a bedside manner because they do deal with some EMT aspects and people like dying. So they have, I think they have to have a softer touch in them.
A little bit of bedside manner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where a cop doesn't have any of that. So I think police officers would be
worse. It could be a little bit more difficult of a crowd. And Mac is pretty astute as Mac is known to be. He was asking about groups of people, the nudist colony. One of the easiest groups I've ever performed
Easy.
In front of. Very, very great.
Yes.
He said, did Mickey play a lot of firehouses, ask him for advice? Yes, I was on those shows with him. And
but those are also a lot of times those are charities. They're raising money.
A lot of times.
So they're going to be on good behavior because of that. They want it to be successful.
But it depends on what time the night starts.
Well, true.
Yeah, that if it's like, okay, there's always some dog shit bull and oyster roast or some dry ass pit beef and oysters are going to get you sick. But then, I mean, they're drinking for 2 hours. That's been the only issue I've seen that occasionally performing for a big group is that if you are the headlining event of an all-day event that's been going on since like 2 and you're going on at 8, which usually be like, oh, that's not that late of a show, but they've been 6 hour fucking pre-gaming.
They've been doing Jell-O shooters since noon.
The kids
right?
are fucking drunk.
They didn't work till 6 p.m. and then just got there.
Every like bumfuckery town where I've done a fire hall There's always, I've never not had one lady who has like, have you ever seen the high and tight mullet? You
know it's
flipped up in the front. There's somehow it's frosted up.
Eileen Warros from fucking Monster.
Straight up.
Yeah.
She'll be like, she's like, I just want to say, I thought you were hilarious. But that one joke that you did?
Yes.
That's not cool.
Not around here.
She also has, she has a family member that had the thing, the joke that I
of
made
course.
About.
Yeah.
My family member actually died of cum.
Just so you know.
Ingestion.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. He died of a cum OD, okay? A lot of people, I can't even play Call of Duty around here. He just reminds me of my Uncle Ronnie's cum overdose.
I call it cum of duty.
Okay. All right. White ops.
I'll probably hit him back and probably try to get the gig because it is, you know, it's got a
make it worth your while because if you don't go, it's no skin off your ass. This is a bonus show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do it, but I need airfare and a place.
Right. It's a bonus show.
It's nothing.
Right.
Now, you're going to possibly be paid $3,000. You're going to maybe be flown. Probably, yeah. Coach. You're going to be put up somewhere. It'll be a chain hotel. It'll be comfortable.
I'm sure wherever the event is, it's probably in a hotel. So I'm sure it would be a solid hotel.
Just going to throw
this
out.
Hotel we were in was pretty nice.
It's going to have a red roof.
A red roof in it.
Yes.
This weekend, I'm being kicked off of an apron by a large man and being blown clean through a fucking table in a flea market in Joppa Town.
For $50.
For nothing. For absolutely $0. At MCW Legacy 25. I figured I'd make you guess, but I'm just coming right out with it.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be myself, James Ellsworth, the king of Maryland Championship Wrestling, Ryan McBride, taking on Ronnie Zuko, Ryan Zuko, Ken Dixon. Mm-hmm. The bonus show has something about this that went fucking horribly wrong in the promotion.
Yeah.
Where there were legitimate, like, this is about to turn into a fight.
Yeah.
Someone had to get dressed down. Someone almost got their fucking ribs broken. It's on bonus.
# Hulk Hogan.
This is the first time. Hulk Hogan. Oh, my God. The Macho Man Randy Sandwich.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen to what happens. And by the way, at the end of it again, Rob fires a fucking nuke into my heart. That is, it's so good we stopped the show. But yeah.
Mac, I think it might be Tallahassee, by the way. He's asking where it's at. It's not in Naples, but go on.
Gotcha. So I'm going to be there. It's going to be 7 o'clock on Sunday, MCW25.com. And, I mean, this is pro wrestling, okay? I'm not going to pretend it's catch-as-catch-can fucking Greco-Roman wrestling, but this is going to be the first time that I have wrestled, and I was saying 2 years. That's not true. I think it's 4. I think it's 2019, the last time I got in the ring, Hollywood, Maryland. I remember I took the worms from the fucking boogeyman. I took a mouthful of worms, blacked out, passed out, quote-unquote. That's where I took the superplex off the top. Ooh. And here, tell me if this makes sense. We're going to get into this on the next Laughs Count Anywhere, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Be before the SummerSlam, the big event of the summer.
Exactly. Mac says the Patreon material has been killer. You're welcome, Matt, and thank you for subscribing.
Thank you, Mac.
We are going to have trouble going to any future wrestling shows or going to shows in general because of how good seats we have. We kind of fucked ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think I can't go back. That's like, you know, that's like, it's like having sex for the first time and realizing that jerking off will never be as good.
The first time you have sex with someone, it's Tia Carrere when she's 24.
Yeah.
And then the next time, it's Roger Carrere, which is a guy that works down in IT.
It's Meg Ryan, then it's Nolan Ryan. Yeah.
So I once took a superplex. They called it the Tower of Power, which is a 6-man maneuver.
Yeah.
3 men on the bottom, 2 men above them, me on the top, and we come up and over. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, Justin ain't a wrestler. He's a fan, but he's one of us. The boys accepted me as one of their own because they get some
fun. To make you feel good.
It had to.
Until you landed.
It's an unbelievable feeling until I'm knocked the fuck out.
Right.
But they're like, this guy isn't like a local fucking car dealer that wants to come in and pretend to be a badass, but you can't hit me. Like, for example, and this got on my nerves so much, AEW had Action Bronson on, and he did a little something in the ring. He had a prerequisite to doing it. He can't be hit or slammed. No one can touch him. So why the fuck are you doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Logan Paul jumping off of rafters.
Yeah, putting his body at risk.
Bad Bunny's trying to fucking kill himself. Yeah. And he earns the respect of the boys. So I did this goddamn Tower of Power superplex. afterwards. My fucking head is splitting. My neck's jacked up. I'm getting fucking pats on the back. Way to go. That's the precedent I've set.
So you have to up that.
Well, they're floating some ideas.
Oh boy.
Are you is it something? Should we try to guess without Justin telling us? Please. Will Justin go from inside the ring to outside the ring through something?
Eric's already guessed it.
You're going through a table.
Yeah. Yeah. Now guess.
Yeah.
Which Eric has pitched with every murder mystery, no matter what the plot. Yes. Somehow we write
Why
in.
Is the thing I want to do most you don't want to do? I've asked for this.
Well, it's because someone wants to powerbomb me off of the apron onto the ground below, which if you're not familiar with the powerbomb, look it up. Psycho Sid, Kevin Nash. The Undertaker's last ride. I've taken a powerbomb before. Mm-hmm. It's not fucking great.
The last time Joe did stand-up.
He ate it.
Can I throw this out here to you?
This is, by the way, this is not guaranteed to happen. This is one of the ideas that has been floated my way, but there is going to be a spot, and I'm going to be in it.
That's happening for sure.
I'm just going to let and I don't know if this is just me, but I would like to assume that it is, because I'm a big person. I've been through a couple of tables in my life. More than one.
Okay.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Sort of Chris Farley.
I maybe did some backyard wrestling back in high school. Also, when I was on the rugby team, after one of the matches, I was like this giant guy I played rugby with named Kevin Nork. I said, I will let you suplex me through the merch table if you want to. And they set up cameras, and he 100% did it and muscled me through. I actually find that it pads your fall so much better. It actually feels great. The table
it feels
itself.
Good for you, Pat.
It it's better than hitting any.
It took the kink out of my neck. Yeah. My dick works again.
I think it's better than taking a power bomb in the middle of the ring. I've fallen, done backdrops in the middle of a ring before. Going through a table, it kind of is long. I don't know if it's just because I'm heavy. It breaks my fall. I break it instantly, and I just fall like, oh, that was kind of nice.
And recently, and I'm going to really fucking pull back the curtain on some pointless shit here, but it ties in. There's been a change in the Maryland State Athletic Commission. This old guy that was the fucking logjam, and I won't get into who he is, but whatever. But this was the guy that when wrestling would come to town, only one person can bleed. Only one person can take a DDT. Only one table can be broken. If there's anybody outside of the ring, none of the managers can be. This one fucking guy for years made it almost impossible to have a truly full-flavored wrestling show.
Do you think he was just like, he really thought, he was like, this shit is real to me. Did you think he was like, this is too real to me, actually.
When we're done, I'll fucking tell you about this goon that ruined MMA events and wrestling events.
We'd like to tell you about Charles Restivo, commissioner of the state of Maryland.
Well, this guy is gone. He retired in January to where now Shogun Fights is able to have these fights they've never had before, and MCW is able to take the reins off a little bit.
Cockfighting is back in Maryland.
Finally.
Baby.
They're able to fucking really go nuts. I've heard things about being gigged. I've heard things. That's where you fucking pop your hairline to get a little bit of juice.
And this is happening when?
Showing a little bit of color?
Getting a little color, baby. This is happening Sunday.
And people can buy tickets still.
At MCW25.com. Okay. I'm not going to tell you the outcome because I don't know who's winning. It is a contest of sport.
Of course.
But I can guarantee what's going to happen. I'm getting fucked up in this thing.
I am rooting for it.
I'm getting zero offense I'm getting ragdolled.
Justin, is there something that could happen to you this weekend that would make you not try that again?
I'm worried that I am reaching critical mass on this umbilical hernia of mine. That if I take a fucking flat back and my guts come pouring out.
Yeah, it just looks like a Play-Doh machine as it just squirts out like. Like
I look like the beginning of Saving Private Ryan. I'm just like, oh, my guts. Someone tell my mom I don't feel good.
Who's going to get beat up more? Justin on this weekend or Robbie's girlfriend's pussy?
100% that puss.
You go one-on-one with a Robbie taker.
Don't you understand? Robbie is a 60-minute man.
Yeah. Two out of three nuts.
Yeah, the RKO is the Robbie KO.
Jonathan says, would you rather take the power bomb, who I took from Ken Dixon, or a punch from Booker T again? I'll take the fucking power bomb again every day, on Sunday. Because Booker T waffled me in the face. That did not feel good. The guys that I'm working with.
I'm excited for you, dude.
This is going to be fun. Mm. Two of the people I've never worked with, James Ellsworth and Ryan Zuko. Mm. Ronnie Zuko was in one of my first matches that we did this thing called the Rally in the Alley, where our opponents were changed last minute because this fucking athletic commission wouldn't approve because one of our guys, and I think he had like an elevated heart rate.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't wrestle. So they had to find two guys that it's a scripted match that I was in. It's wrestling. But for me, I can't call it in the ring. I'm not a wrestler.
No.
So our choreography went out the fucking window.
Oh,
and goddamn Ronnie Zuko, shit, the pro that he is, walked me through the thing and he pulled me in. I mean, forced me to the ground, got close. Turn your head to the side. Don't fucking move. You're going to take the knee. Next thing I know, he's flying through the air, dropping a knee in my chest, blowing the wind out of me. I can find you footage of that. And you see me get fucking starched to where my arm shoots up in the air. And it's not a sell. It's a reaction. When all the wind, I can't breathe.
You're not that great of an actor.
I'm not that good of an actor. You saw what happened in LA. So MCW 25, I'll recap it next week here on the main show when I get all my shit beat up.
I have one last story from Florida that I forgot to tell. So I need the phone for this. So we are.
Speaking of stories from Florida,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You played audio of one on the bonus show that I thought was going to forever change David Koechner.
Oh, that
I'll
was good.
Say.
Yeah, there was a fun that was a.
I enjoyed your guys' reaction.
Didn't
to that.
Expect to hear that.
No, it was
neither did David.
If you gave me 20 guesses, I would not have guessed what I heard.
I thought I did a good job of not,
You didn't undersell it.
Yes,
oversell it. Perfect so amount it of sell. Yeah, good selling.
Let us oversell it.
So we meet this guy at lunch on Sunday. We just start talking to him, and cool guy. Lives in Maine, but also does time in Florida, lives in Florida as well. He is an architect of quite a good, he just designed it took 4 years, this new outdoor, beautiful concert amphitheater venue in Maine that Chris Stapleton just did the very first show.
Hell yeah.
And I looked at it, it's just a beautiful spot. And he's a good looking guy.
Like a Red Rocks kind of place.
Yes. And it also had suites, though. It seemed like it was like, it just, okay, this was
elite
where you'd
level
want to go.
Shit.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And it literally took 4 years, and he said, I'm down to Florida to just decompress and stuff and get my,
his project
exactly
is done.
So a lot of times people will, if they see me with Dave, they think that I'm like a level of fame as well that I'm not. So they saw Dave talking to this guy, and people started to think that he was somebody. They started to think that he was his agent. And then people started to think that he is the actor, Milo Ventimiglia, the guy from This Is Us, this guy. Have you seen
who's
him?
Who's this?
Okay. They think he's this guy.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Yes. Okay. This is him. So.
Yeah, and he's from Heroes.
Heroes.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, he's Heroes.
He's got less hair. In
Gamer.
Yes. So they
Ventimiglia.
And so this guy's wife thinks that's him. And wants a picture, and the husband knows that it isn't. He goes, just let her have it.
Just let her have it.
So then, later on that night, I've been drinking, and I'm telling everyone that this is Milo Ventimiglia.
Because
I'm hoping it would help me score a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all it did was it helped Milo.
It helped Milo. Yes. Get that dick wet.
Yes. I got they got Milo. So there we go. So yeah, it did absolutely nothing for me, but I was a great fucking wingman. So
way
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Rob getting other people's dick wet.
That's what
the same way
do.
Robbie is going to get that pecker saturated and all that pussy broth. And Punta Cana, Robbie, enjoy your trip.
You deserve
we'll
it, Robbie.
We'll talk to you when you get back. You bust
thank
ass.
Thank you, everybody.
We're excited for you. Thank you to Rice Mirtha Posaurus for sponsoring this program. It means the world to us. Thank you for all the JSS support. Thank you to Tommy Simbazo, Eric Woodworth,
woo.
Pussy. Where's the next place they can see you guys?
I don't remember. But yeah, if you check out ericcomedy.com, I'll throw up the new dates on there. And follow me on all the social medias. That's why I put good content up. And if not, I share good content. So check all that shit out. ericcomedy.com.
Another huge DLP Agenda Patreon should be up by the time you hear this. If not, just keep checking back. More Laughs Count Anywhere is on its way. A recent Dork Dynasty story time with Tommy Simbazo. Your patronage means the world to us. Spread the word. This is the DLP Agenda.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.